Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone is fine. Okay, now I'm starting chapter 2. I hope everyone is reading and listening to my podcast. Book reading is a knowledge bank. Chapter 2, Rocket Man. We should not give up and allow the problem to defeat us. APJ Abdul Kalam. Destiny had played the first of her many games with Kalam. Looking back in later years, he must have thought of his failure to get into the Air Force as providential. For though he did not get to fly, he was to engage in activity far more interesting and be a participant in momentous events. After a short period of training at Kanpur, Kalam was part of a team that developed a DART target. He was soon transferred to Bangalore, where he joined the newly established Aeronautical Development Establishment, ADE. At first, the workload was light and Kalam had to scrounge around and find something to do on his own. However, after a year, work began to flow in. A project team was set up to design and develop the prototype of an indigenous hovercraft known as a ground equipment machine. The team was given a 3-year period to make the model airborne. According to Kalam, the attempt opened the windows of my mind to the possibilities of developing ideas. After a working model was produced, Defense Minister Krishna Menon took a ride in it. Impressed, he ordered that a more powerful version be made. The project, however, was shelved when Menon fell from favor and redesigned after the debacle of the Indian Army against the Chinese in 1962. But one day, ADE Director O.P. Mediratta ordered Kalam to dust off the hovercraft for a demonstration for an important visitor. The visitor duly came, flew in the hovercraft and left impressed. He was Dr. M.G. K. Menon of the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, TIFR. Thank you.